Wisconsin. See, that's in my head now. Welcome back to the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. We're sitting down with Madeline Somerville from Maddie's Hot Take. You can find her on like all of the socials. So she's I like one of my favorite follows. Instagram, TikTok, everywhere. Just search Maddie's Hot Take. And you will find her and you will thank me for it later.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So we're talking about messaging because that's kind of your thing. She's, you know, you've done jury consulting and you've picked people. And so you really, your job is to get in people's minds and think how they make a decision, which you know, I kind of do that. You know, I own a car dealership. And so that's kind of what we do here.
Yeah. You know, sales is a big part of that.
Yes. I just don't have a degree to show it. No, not in like jury anything or legal.
I don't have a degree in it either.
Really?
Oh, totally. Like I watched people do it. The first time I did jury selection, I YouTubed it. Swear to you, I YouTubed
it. That's awesome.
Like I watched people do it for like 6 months and I would watch people give their answers, like potential jurors give their answers to questions. And then I would make judgments about their body language and about like the kind of words that they chose. And then once they get struck, I'd chase them down the hall and see if I was right. Like I just kind of calibrated my intuition that way. I took a body language class like online, you know, but I know it's a big word, but I'm an empath. So I feel other people. So when I took the body language class, it was really more for me to just put words to what I was already feeling. You know,
oh, that's cool.
So I made a business out of the gift that I have, which is just to heal people, which sometimes is horrible, but sometimes it's great. So
nice. No, that's cool. And that kind of coincides with a lot of the big things that I kind of want to talk about, you know, messaging and all of that.
Yeah.
We're talking about, you know, Democrat versus Democratic and all of that. But, one of the things that is so frustrating is, you know, the gaslighting. We're talking a little bit about what, you know, Jim Jordan, everybody knows. Holy balls, they say that all the freaking time.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows that Trump didn't do anything.
People have said.
Right.
Yeah.
What is the deal with that?
So with the everybody knows, it is known Game of Thrones thing, they do that because it is a persuasion tactic. So let me tell you this study that I know about actually, because this will help explain it. So you know how in hotel rooms, they want you to save water. And so they like make you use your towel multiple times and they'll put like a little sign up about it.
Yes.
There's this study where they tried three different signs to try to get people to use their towel less or their towel one more time. And there were two signs. One was like, you know, you'll save this many gallons of water a year if everybody in this room does this. And then another one was just like it. But the third one said like 86% of people who stayed in this room before you used their towel multiple times. And that one was far more successful than the other two. Why? Because the way that the brain is constructed, it takes the path of least resistance every time. It wants to... It works as efficiently as possible. And so if it thinks that someone else has already thought this issue through and made a decision about it, it will naturally try to adopt that perspective. Unless you've trained it not to do that, you know, and you're the kind of person that's always questioning, then you're more likely to do something because someone else did it, because it requires you to not have to think about it. And that's just human nature. Isn't that crazy?
So when
Jordan says like, you know, everybody knows this. People already know it. Everybody's been saying this. It's like, well, if everybody's saying it, you know, it's an easier pathway. Some people are like, I don't know if Trump's thinking that deeply about what he's saying. I don't know. This is why we lose.
I was wondering about that.
Because this is his thing. Messaging is his thing. Does he mouth off sometimes? Sure. But his words are calculated and carefully crafted all the time.
So... My theory was that, I would love to hear what you think, because I've said this a few times that Trump is, I thought that he was an idiot, but like, and he was completely and totally unpolished.
Mm-hmm.
And so what made me nervous wasn't necessarily Trump, because you know what you get.
Yeah.
What makes me nervous is the next person, you know, is it JD Vance or whoever, because they're going to be polished. They're going to be that slick salesman that can do all this harm, and man, are they going to make it look like it's the greatest thing in the world?
Mm-hmm. And so.
So you think that Trump is he is smart?
No, I just think he's really good at messaging.
Okay.
I just think he's a really good manipulator because he's a narcissist, and he's been, when you're a narcissist and you're that age, you've been training to do that your entire life.
Yeah.
You know, like, and he read the greatest manipulators of all time, you know, like he had Mein Kampf by his bed, you know, like he's been studying this his whole life.
I didn't know it.
Yeah. I mean, that's what Melania said, or one of his other wives.
One of the other way.
You know, whichever one, I don't know, one of them.
But I, and like, so then we kind of go down and look at some of the things that have happened during, I mean, even just this year, because my theory again, it was Trump 1.0. Mm-hmm. We had some people that kind of kept it on the rails. Like they, you know, we had Rex Tillerson, who, I mean, like, you know, I think there was a moral compass there.
It was crazy because I hate oil companies specifically, but magically he like rose from the muck and dirt to do the right thing. And I was like, I underestimated you, sir.
Right. And then, so this time around, there's like deeply unserious people given deeply serious jobs. And, you know, you look at the Cash Patels and the Department of War, you know, like, I don't know what is the most dangerous thing to come from this, whether it's, you know, chipping away at the independence of the judiciary, freedom of the press. Where are we right now?
Yeah. So I have so many things that I want to say. Like, I think that he has gone out of his way deliberately to undermine the American people's trust in our institutions and to undermine trust in experts. Like, don't trust the lawyers that are telling you what the law is. They call them like career bureaucrats. And it's like, yeah, maybe the person who's been in this position for 25 years, we should actually listen to. Don't listen to them. Listen to me. Right. I'm the only one, he says, you know, that's looking
out. Politics is the only business where experience is like frowned upon.
Right. Right. So, you know, and when it comes to appointing people who are obviously unqualified for the positions that they're in, I feel like that serves multiple functions. So, and generally, as if you want to be your own political analyst, understand that people are anticipating already what your reaction is going to be to this. And most of the time they're going to be right.
Yeah.
So you can kind of calculate, they're always a few steps ahead in whatever's happening. And again, I think that the Democrats have underestimated Trump's ability to do that because there is so much corporate money riding on Trump's success. So much. And if you think that those gajillionaires are leaving their businesses to chance, you're wrong. Like, they are not leaving any options on the table. They will calculate out every chess move to see what the public is going to accept and what they're not going to accept. And so when you put people in those positions that are super unqualified, what are you actually doing? Right. So you're underneath it all, you're trying to destroy the system. Right. You're trying to make it come crumbling down. And there are so many people who are the ideologues in this arena who have said that that's their goal. And it's sad because the figureheads that they have are obviously figureheads. They're just to create drama. They're just drama figures. They're telling us a story and we're following along. And I mean, Trump knew that Epstein was going to happen. Like, he knew that people were going to be pissed off about what he was going to do with ICE. All of this was planned. And so in the meantime, they have these fun characters for us to watch that are going to, again, make the liberals nuts because we know they're unqualified. But then he gets to stand over here and be like, see, they're losing their minds. They're crazy. He trapped us. Like, it's complicated, but ultimately it's like very Truman Show, if you've ever seen that movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Explain that. Yeah. So, and like when it comes to all of these other things that he does is I say that what it's like Phil Spector's wall of sound where he just
wall of sound.
Yeah. You know, with musician, right?
Yes.
But like, there's so much from, you know, putting his stupid face on the Kennedy Center and oh my God, it's so stupid.
So stupid.
But like
no
that.
Regret saying that.
Right. And then you can see all of these things and they'll take it off like literally the second he's out.
Yeah.
But then he gives $10 billion to his own peace board that he gets to be the chairman for life on and control. Right. Like, what does all that do to people's trust in institutions?
Yeah. So an additional function that putting people who are unqualified or doing crazy things that nobody should accept, an additional function that that serves is that the people who have already emotionally committed to him have no choice but to dig their heels in deeper. Because if they have already intertwined their identity with this, right, the more crazy stuff that you make them accept, the deeper they're dug in, right? Because now they're having to twist their perspective into this reality that he's creating where all the stuff that he's chosen to do is reasonable. And by the end of the day, they don't even know how they feel anymore, you know, because they've had to adopt this reality where putting your face on buildings makes sense and, you know, where Kash Patel should be the director of the FBI. Like, you've had to go so far away from what your own natural personal perspective was that now you've adopted someone else's reality because your identity has been intertwined with that, if that makes sense.
No, it totally does. And so if we're there, then the question is, I mean, because I did work for the Lincoln Project and Republican Voters Against Trump.
Love the Lincoln Project. They're,
oh my God, they're amazing.
Amazing.
Yes. And, you know, like I did a lot for those guys during the election because, you know, here you're in Georgia, we're here in Wisconsin.
Yep.
Two relative battleground states.
For sure.
Right. But how do the Democrats come out of that and like recapture some of those people that are like, this sucks?
Yeah. So I think that they're actually, first of all, realize that there are a lot more people like that than they're willing to admit. Stop focusing on that one third of people who don't vote and start focusing on the defectors, because if they don't, I believe Marjorie Taylor Greene, Tucker Carlson, and Nick Fuentes are going to like band together in a supervillains group and scoop up all the defectors from Trump's party who, you know, they don't like Trump for one reason or another, whether it's because they feel like he's supporting Israel too much or because they want people deported faster or whatever it is. They see an opportunity there to advance their agenda, which is Christian nationalism. Mm-hmm. And they're going to pick up those defectors. So what we need is a soft landing place. Like as this coalition of theirs that all came together to get Trump elected, that still have very different interests, as they came together to get him elected, they're going to naturally start fraying apart. And so we need to create a soft landing place for them to be able to land where they feel accepted and understood. So it's going to be our job to explain reality as it is to them in a way that they understand it. So it's really going to be all about messaging.
Okay, so you just created like a million other questions. Do you got one more segment in you?
I got plenty. Let's go.
All right, right on. We're going to stick around for one more segment here with Madeline Somerville from Maddie's Hot Take. Stick around. We'll be right back here on The Rational Revolution. Thanks.